All right, so this is the appeal for 64 Porter's Point Court, Colchester, Vermont. And we will go around the table, introduce ourselves for the record, and then you'll have your 15 minutes. Okay?
Sure.
All right.
Charlotte Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Very good.
Nice to meet you guys. Keith
Moore. Great. So Keith, you have 15 minutes.
Okay, great. So I got the property appraised 7 months ago, and I have the appraisal. I can send you hard copies as well. And I had the appraisal as well in 2024. They use that sales comparable method, which, you know, kind of dials in exactly the kind of tier we're looking at.
This is on the land, correct?
Correct.
Just the land,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no permanent structure on the land.
Right.
And can we keep this?
Yeah, sure. I have the 2024 on it going with that as well.
Sure, it's about the same thing. About the same amount?
Thereabouts, yeah. This one was for... This was when I bought it, so 160. I bought it for 149, so...
149.9?
149.9, yeah.
And are you the one who removed the structure that was there?
Yeah. Yeah, like a rotting cabin.
And is that the structure that's there now?
Yeah.
And what was the price you paid for the mini house, tiny home?
128.
128? And how much was it to install?
I installed it.
You installed it? So you don't have price?
As far as installing what, like the actual, like, connected to the...
Yeah, any slab or anything like that? Any the piers for the foundation or...
I had an excavator come in and he tore down that cabin and he repaired the pad that it's on, but it's just gravel.
Okay.
It's not like pretty important.
And did you have to replace the septic system or anything like that? Run power?
I ran power, but there's an existing kind of easement at the property next door.
Yeah.
It is my electrician just ran conduit right underneath.
And how much was it for the excavation?
I would say all in was about $30,000. That was the demo of that existing cabin and pad preparation. The septic was already on site, so we just connected that.
It was roughly $150,000 for the building altogether.
Yeah.
128 for the house.
Yeah, plus and the 30, yeah, so, yeah.
Closer to 160.
Okay. Yep. And can we keep the copy there? I already asked that tonight.
Yeah, you can keep those, yep.
River Road.
On the comparable?
Yeah. And McCray, that was an abutting property. And then I don't know the River Road one. Have any information on the 447 River Road? Oh, was that little house that they wasn't really it's like this tiny house and
which one are you talking about?
River Road. 447 River Road. It's right near the corner.
You said it was 447?
Yeah.
I see it was expired. Listed in expired. Here we go. Considered a condo? 447.
Yes, that was. They renovated that.
22, it sold.
Yeah.
285.
Yeah, and then they did a whole gut renovation on that one. It's almost like a brand new house, but it's the same bones.
It's the one sitting on the Winooski River, like literally on the river.
Yeah, that one is condoed. Yep.
Yeah, it is a long way.
Any other evidence, or and you believe the value is worth?
I put down as 280.
280?
That's pretty dialed in.
For the land value.
For the land, yeah.
And the building?
Structure, yeah. Well, how's it? I've got a question for you about that. So it's a trailer, right? It's got axles. I know when I was going through my mortgage to buy it, it wasn't considered a dwelling, like an actual permanently attached to the land. So how does that work as far as the assessment, right? It's just.
So. State of Vermont law says if a travel trailer is on the site for more than 180 days, it's taxable as real estate.
So like the square footage of the unit than its actual livable space?
It's considered real estate because it's on the site for more than 180 days.
Okay.
That's just the state law. So.
Okay. So still pretty close, maybe a little more, so I bought it for 160 all in, right? You got that number for?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's okay. So 310.
310.
Do you guys take into account depreciation and all that good stuff? So that's a little lower.
Yep.
Is your sauna outside?
Yeah.
Is it only a one story? Or
is the window... a loft. It's like a little loft.
Okay. And you, there's a stair to the loft.
Yeah, but it's not full height. You know, you have to... It's... So I'll just do it over. I wouldn't buy that unit because it's super crunched up there.
Yeah.
But I would get one that's probably longer with a bedroom on the main floor. But yeah, so technically
that's
it's a loft. It's an upstairs, but you... The clearance is probably...
Yeah.
What are you
getting per night rental on that?
It depends. Base is like 150, I'd say. It's low, yeah.
And what's your occupancy?
It goes alright. I'd say we're probably in like the 70s. I take up days where it's not occupied. I'll go hang out there, family,
yeah.
Rotate it through.
That's pretty good, 70%.
It is pretty good.
Yeah. And what are your rough expenses?
The electric utilities. There's no gas. Everything's one heat pump does it. Hot tub's a killer, but yeah, just electric.
So electric, gas.
No gas. Yeah, no gas. Just electric water. Yeah.
Electric water.
Insurance. And then internet. I have internet for it. I mean,
insurance. Yeah. Did you pay a fee to list it? Or is that the 150 minus the fee?
What fee to list it?
For like Airbnb.
Advertising.
Yeah.
No. I have a company that manages it for me.
Okay. Do you know, have a rough idea what that is per month for the, all these expenses or per?
I don't.
Okay.
The electric, my electric bill is like 300 thereabouts. I mean,
for a month?
Yeah, hot tub and heat pump. I know. Killer.
How much?
300.
Is the sauna electric, or is that...
It is electric, but it's... The hot tub cranks all around.
Yeah.
It drives me bananas in the winter, still leave, like, the hot tub top open. So it's, yeah. It's, yeah, 300, I'd say, is average.
Wow.
So in the winter, it's more, yeah.
Your other questions?
I don't have any more questions.
So the board will recess and deliberate.
Yep.
They'll come up with a decision. The price will either go up, stay the same, or go down.
Okay.
Once they get a decision, we will mail you, or the town of Colchester will mail you by certified mail a result agreements notice. That'll explain how to appeal further if you wish to do that. By state statute, we have to send the notices out within 14 days of the close of the hearings. So if we close, say, the July 8th, it'd be 14 days after that you would receive something from us within that time period. We're trying to get things turned around within a week, so.
Good.
Okay.
Yep. Are you guys the board, or there's a whole other group? You're it. Okay.
We're it.
This level, anyway.
Yeah, the next level is the JPs and the Select Board. So there's actually 20 members of that board. But typically, that board will have 5 members during one hearing, and then they actually have an inspection committee that goes out of at least 3 people in that committee. So.
Okay, all right, appreciate it.